You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ family app.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
You got Ace and TJ Prime Plus, so you deserve a little something extra. This is Extra Extra Funny Podcast from Ace and TJ Prime Plus.
Ace is going to a dog's birthday party today.
Yup, that is correct. Celebrating 10 years of Toby, the Basset Hound. Although it's raining, so I don't know how that's going to affect everything.
Mm. So what are y'all supposed to do? You got a babysitter for the real child.
For the real child.
And then for the dog, y'all are taking him out for a day of, of fun and frivolity.
Going to a little dog bar that he likes a lot, that's real cool, in Uptown Charlotte. And then we'll go eat somewhere that has a patio or something, so he can, you know, go for dinner as well.
So,
and then be home in time by 7, in time to have bedtime for Dax.
And you've had no sleep?
None. I've had about an hour and 15 minutes on the plane. That's it.
You got to go to Charlotte in the rain.
Yeah.
And then hang out at dog
bars. I've got to go put Dax, when we get done here, I'll go home and I'll run home and get Dax and put him down for a nap while Amanda teaches a class. And then once she gets home, I'll take off because I have an appointment at essentially the South Carolina state line. And I'll drive all the way down there. I'm there for a few hours. And then I'll meet them in the middle of town to do the dog thing.
So what time is the dog party?
Around 3:00.
Oh, okay.
So Dax has a nap between 2:30. He'll go down for a nap. So once Amanda put him down for a nap, then she'll come and bring Toby for his birthday celebration.
I love it. It's like Bizarro World.
Yep.
You're putting babies down for naps. You're going to dog birthdays. I mean, it's...
Yep.
I can't even take you seriously anymore.
Let me remind you, I've only got about an hour of sleep.
I know. It's just so silly.
It wasn't even real sleep. It was like sleeping on a plane.
Yeah.
Just not relaxing. Mm.
No.
I could have gone to sleep when I got home, but I was worried that I'd be better off staying awake for an hour and a half than trying to get an hour and a half of sleep, because I was afraid that I would be dragging so bad then that it would be terrible.
But you can't reschedule the stuff you got today?
No. So it's quite
it's like everything but the dog party.
Yeah.
I can reschedule all the work stuff.
That's gotta happen. You only have one birthday a year.
That's right. You only have one. You only hit double digits for the first time one time.
Now, will he open gifts at the dog bar thing?
I'm sure she's gotten him some stuff. Probably not there, though. Because
that's what I was saying. What would she haul it there?
Nah, you don't want to run all the other dogs. But there'll be, I'm sure there's like a new toy or something. That kind of stuff.
Hmm. And he'll get to open it himself?
Yeah.
You should just let him tear into the bag?
Yeah. Yeah, that's the day.
Now, what would happen? Not that you would do this, but let's just say, let's just say you had a personality more like mine, and you said, "What? I got to go celebrate a dog's birthday party. Why are we doing that?" Not saying I won't do it,
right?
But I would say that that would be my first reaction. And then I would joke about it and act like it's goofy all the way up until the time that I dragged my ass out to go do it.
Yeah. In this scenario, it would be okay if I said I'm not going or I don't want to go, because then I could stay home and keep Dax.
Yeah.
And she would rather me say I'm not going than have anything that might remotely
shed
a negative light on Toby's birthday.
Yeah, so my wife says that a lot about a lot of things.
Just stay home if you're going to be like this.
Yeah.
She'd be fine just going by herself. She said, if you don't want to go, you know, you can keep Dax. And I was like, no, I want to go.
I'm not staying home with that little.
Yeah.
Did you say, I want to go?
Yeah. Just trying to participate in the. Yeah. You know, it's important to her.
But, hey, we're on the subscription thing. Is she listening to this?
No.
Okay. Do you really want to go?
Hell no. I do. I don't mind going. I really don't. I don't mind. He's a special boy.
Sure. You love your dog.
Yeah.
I love my dog. But, yeah, there are limits to those.
Yeah. If it were my dog, we would not be doing this. I'd be like, we'll give him a little special meal or something for his.
Sure. Yeah.
We'll throw an egg in there in his meal and happy birthday, Toby.
But didn't you say he's probably only got about two or three left birthday parties?
No, I think he's got a bunch more than that left. Okay. He's in very good health for his age. So. But the general life expectancy is 10 to 12 years.
Is this something that is rare because he's turning 10, or does he have a birthday party every year?
No, she does something for him every year on his birthday, but not like taking him out somewhere. Not like making it this big a deal. 10 mm-hmm. is a big thing. We have gone before, like on his birthday, to the dog bar. And let him get out and run around with other dogs and all that kind of stuff. Because, I mean, what am I going to sit there and have a beer? That's not the worst thing in the world.
You know? Yeah. Will there be decorations?
No, I don't think so.
Will it be balloons?
No. There may be one at the house or something. She might get him a balloon today or something.
And then
would be a waste, but whatever. He doesn't know.
No party hats?
No party hats. I should say that I know of. I haven't been told there were any. There haven't been any in the past, so I don't, you know.
Would you put it on?
No, I'm not going to put it on. I'm not a party hat person. I'm not going to put that on.
You're wearing that effing hat, I guarantee you. I'm just not. If she presented you with that, you're wearing that hat. That hat
could have a big deer on it. And you put it on.
Like a unicorn.
He'd say, well, you know, I didn't want to put a negative light on the birthday party. This is the hat that she got, so.
I put it on.
You don't hear about the bulls. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Big suction cup.
God, I hope there are no hats.
Man. But it's going to be raining. Is there an indoor dog park that you can go run and
They have an indoor part of it.
They do?
Yeah.
Where is it in Charlotte?
South End.
Okay.
There's a lot of them now. Yeah. They're popping up everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. It's fancy. I mean, it's dog bars go, dog parks, whatever, dog bars.
Still smell like shit.
It smells like shit and piss.
They always do. They all do.
I've never been to one, but I imagine that
it smells like piss from corner to corner. Piss.
I've been to five of them. If you're at four or five of them, you're indoors, it's going to smell like urine.
Yeah. The fancy places I go don't smell like urine. Not even in the bathroom.
Ugh. This is the Extra, Extra Funny Podcast from Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Copyright 2023 ATJ Inc. The Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ Family Stream on the Ace and TJ Family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ Family Shorts like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ Family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ Family Shorts anytime, every day.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.